Black Diamond Broadcasting, welcome to another edition of ABC, Always Building Sheboygan, a presentation of the Sheboygan County Community Foundation and Black Diamond Broadcasting, a series of programs talking about different organizations and efforts for nonprofits throughout Sheboygan County. With us today, we have Noreen Keating, president of the Sheboygan County Community Foundation, and our other guest is Sue Cleary, current president of the Sheboygan Sedum Gardens Club. Noreen, we've been doing a series of these interviews talking about different nonprofits and their roles, and we have another interesting one set up today.
Great, Mike. As you'll remember, there are 251 nonprofits in Sheboygan County, which is a number that astounded me. And I've grown up in the nonprofit world, and I have great admiration for how they organize themselves, some of the things that they accomplish. And this group is certainly, I have to say that I'm a member, but this group is certainly tops among them in Sheboygan County. They do gardens all over town and out of town, and I think I read somewhere even on I-75 at one point. So I like the way they're organized. They have a wonderful book that each member gets that is so complete and so well organized. So I thought it would be a good opportunity for us to hear about how Sedums manages themselves.
Okay, let's Sue. I'll introduce you. Sue, just a second. Great.
We good? Great.
Mm-hmm. All right, want to welcome Sue Cleary to our program, Always Building Sheboygan. Now, Sue, you're probably familiar to many people who used to work at Citizens National Bank almost as long as Sedums has been around, isn't that right?
That's right. We're actually about the same number of years because Sedums Garden Club was founded in 1972 by a lady named Eleanor Charles. And it has continued. This is our 50th anniversary. We're actually planning a party. We're going to honor the past presidents and our honorary members, and also the 45 active members that we have right now. And we'll be having that in September of this year.
Well, Noreen mentioned a little bit about what the club does. Can you expand on that a little bit? Talk about your mission statement and what your goals are each year?
Yes. The mission statement is to provide education, resources, and network opportunities for its members and to promote the love of gardening, floral and land design, landscape design, and environmental responsibility. And we are actually, in 1976, we became members of the Michigan Garden Club and the National Garden Club. So we continue along with their mission statement and their guidelines. We are able to take advantage of a lot of opportunities because of this. In Michigan, there are six districts and 4,300 members in the Michigan Garden Club. So we're able to make a bigger impact on what we do when we all get together. So we actually, in Sheboygan, we have seven gardens that we garden at. We garden at the History Center. We have three gardens there, the Perennial Garden, the Rose Garden, and the Herb Garden, and we also maintain the museum signs. Then we are downtown at Washington Park, the Opera House, the Hospice House, and I'm missing one other. So,
Washington Park,
Festival Square. We plant the eight rounders right downtown at Festival Square. We not only plant the flowers or do the gardening one time. We have chairs of each of those gardens, and then members are assigned to the garden. And they garden there weekly or even daily in the summer if we need to water plants daily. So it's an ongoing effort that we continue all through the growing or through the summer season.
With the Sedums Garden Club, I know that takes a lot of organization to maintain all that. You also have to raise a little money to make it happen to get those plants and flowers, don't you?
Yes. We actually budget around $6,000 annually for flowers and the city beautification projects. So we do a garden walk, and we usually do that every 2 years. We've had a yard sale where we did really well. And we also last year just started the cookie walk, where we bake cookies and sell tens of cookies in December. So we are busy, and then also our annual dues contributes to what we put into our budget.
We're talking with Sue Cleary. She's the president of the Sedums Garden Club in Sheboygan. The name of our program is Always Building Sheboygan. To make a community impact, it takes cooperation, too. I know you talk with probably the local municipalities about what's needed, what can work, where you're needed. That's a good communication, right?
It is. Yesterday, we gardened at Washington Park, and as we were arriving for our work bee, we met Scott walking in there. He's acting director. And he said, "You're here to pretty us up." And that's really what we were there for. And it's amazing when you have, there were eight of us, and we were there until the rain drove us off. But in that hour and a half, we were able to plant the flowers by the entrance to the chamber, and we were able to weed several of the flower beds there, and just got it all shaped right up. So that's actually our payback, is that we can feel like we are contributing to the beautification of our city.
Sue, I know in order to be successful for 50 years, you have to have commitment and organization. I took a look at this membership notebook and how organized everything seems to be. Who puts that all together? I mean, that's got to be... more than one person, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yes, we have a committee. We have committees that work on a lot of different projects, and the yearbook is actually the project of the first vice president, and she's responsible for updating that every year, adding our new members and making corrections to it, and then she also arranges the speakers and the programs for the year. So that's all outlined in the book, and that's all set up the year ahead. And everybody receives a copy of the bylaws and the new membership list each year, along with the program of all the activities for the year. We also list the gardens in there, what committees you're on. It's the whole package.
If someone was interested in being a member of the club, I know you could probably use some more volunteers, some more members, but somebody who maybe has a passion for gardening or maybe a flair for designing some landscape or something, how would those people get involved with your organization?
Okay. That is a big part of what we're trying to do right now, is do a membership drive to try to recruit more members. We could actually do more projects if we had more members, and we would be able to better cover the projects that we're doing right now. Some of our gardens are a little thin on the coverage right now. Any persons, and we recently had one gentleman that is interested in joining us. Anyone that's interested in floral design, gardening, landscape, or environmental issues, because that is also a big concern with our members of our club and our program. A lot of our programs cover the environmental issues. But any member that would like to join, we have a membership category for you. We've got the active gardeners who would be assigned to a garden, And then we've got another category that we've just come up with that is called an associate member. And that person would have talents other than being able to physically garden. So we're looking at someone that could possibly design a website, a club brochure, our club, we don't have a logo at this time. So some of those talents, if anyone is out there that has an interest in the floral aspect of Sedums and would enjoy joining us, we would welcome them also. We also have what we call a summer member. So we have people that winter other places and they don't come back till about May. They're fine. We don't require a certain number of meetings anymore. So we welcome the summer people also.
We're talking about the Sedums Garden Club in Sheboygan, part of our series on nonprofits called Always Building Sheboygan, put together by the Sheboygan County Community Foundation. And fundraising, we know that every nonprofit needs a little help with that. We don't want to talk too much about the event you've got coming up later this summer, but it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, we are really excited about our Gardens and Garages garden walk. And this is going to be something totally different this year because we're going to have the antique cars, boats, everything that men would also like to join in. And I think it's going to be something really unique that other garden clubs in Michigan are probably going to take note of and probably follow suit with that.
Well, Sue, you mentioned you don't have a website yet, but if somebody wanted to get in contact with Sedums, who's the best person and what would that process be?
Our membership chairperson is Cindy Cartmill, and I have her telephone number. It's 231-625-2127. And you can also check us out on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page, Sedums Garden Club. But if you call Cindy with any questions or more information about joining, she would be able to help you.
All right. Anything else before we turn it? I mean, I'll turn it back to you for a moment. Anything else? Is that everything on your list?
I think it is. Oops. Talked about the history of the budget. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Good?
I think we're good. Oh, you know what? The only thing I didn't mention is the date, the third Thursday of the month. Is our meeting.
Okay, let me ask
9.
You about that. You
can when are you? Okay.
And where?
And
the
where?
That the
okay. All right, Sue, before we let you go, if somebody does become a member, how often and where does the club meet?
Okay, we actually meet April through December. We meet on the third Thursday of the month at 9:30 at the Sheboygan Public Library. We do have a couple of our activities that we have at other locations, but our regular meetings are at 9:30 a.m. at the Sheboygan Public Library.
All right. Thank you, Sue. Do that back over. Do a little wrap up with.
Anybody ever break one of these?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I was trying to be gentle there.
Noreen, another successful nonprofit story, the Sedums Garden Club, as we explore Sheboygan County organizations. It's good to see the cooperation, the commitment, and the involvement.
Yes, Sedums certainly is a beautification effort that's been very effective, and it's because they are so well organized. And that book that everybody gets as their year starts tells them what garden they're working and who their crew is working with them. And the beautification of Sheboygan often happens because of the things that Sedums does. So we're glad we're here, and always building Sheboygan is a great motto.
Looking forward to more information with future programs. Want to thank Noreen Keating and Sue Cleary for joining us on this edition of Always Building Sheboygan from the Sheboygan County Community Foundation and Black Diamond Broadcasting. I'm Mike Grisdale.